When Jerome Suggs was sentenced for driving on a revoked license, he was sent to Vianna, a minimum security prison near the southernmost point in Illinois, about 350 miles from Chicago. Suggs was assigned to live on the third floor of a building, but there was absolutely no view.
When I moved up there, there was boards up on the windows, and I was just looking like, wow, you got, what is this?
This was building 19. Suggs says there was not a single window letting in light. He says he was put in a large room with several hundred other men. All of the men were crowded onto bunks with nothing to do. There are 600 inmates in the building and only 7 showers and 7 toilets. And the toilets often broke and overflowed, resulting in a strong sewage smell.
The smell that came from the showers and it came into the living quarters. And yeah, that was just, I used to go to sleep with my pillow over my face. Smell was horrible, man.
When the weather turned hot, the boards came off the windows, but then the bugs could easily get in through windows that were broken. Suggs, who got out of Vianna just last month, says the place was also overrun with cockroaches, even in his bed.
Yes, on my bed. Yeah, I used to have to swat them off the bed. Yeah.
Okay, my name is Mayo, and I was incarcerated for 29 and a half continuous years.
Mayo, who asked that we use just his first name, was convicted in the early 1980s for committing armed robbery. For the last 3 years of his sentence, he was in Vianna and spent some of that time in the now notorious Building 19.
I thought to myself, this is supposed to be a minimum security institution, but this was more like a maximum security institution in that I couldn't believe that they would actually expect people to live under those type of conditions. And the place is infested with rats, and the rats were so aggressive and so numerous that we used to call them kangaroo rats because quite a few guys had rats actually jump up in bed with them, you know.
Mayo says living in a room with 100 men, there was constant noise and chaos. He says there was always tension. Mayo says he knows prisoners aren't supposed to be coddled, but they're not supposed to be abused either.
Your punishment is the time you're doing, and you shouldn't be subjected to further punishment by being mistreated while you're there.
Okay, one last and quite disturbing example of life in Building 19. It comes from attorney Alan Mills at the Uptown People's Law Center in Chicago. Mills says a cockroach burrowed into the ear of an inmate while he slept, and it had to be surgically removed.
The wax in the ear is one of the things that roaches will eat.
Mills has talked to inmates at Vianna, but he hasn't actually been allowed to see the conditions for himself. But John Mackey has.
Building 19 was one of the most depressing things I've ever seen in my life. I just thought this is a human tragedy, you know, on a lot of levels. Part of me thought, what a real terrible way to spend taxpayer dollars.
Mackey is the executive director of the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog group.
There were just scores and scores of men just kind of walking around, almost like zombies. And when they saw us, you know, they kind of ran towards us. They didn't know who we were, but they knew we weren't the prison officials. And they started saying, why are you here? Are you here to help us? Do you see this? They're pointing to broken windows, birds' nests that were built because birds had come in through the broken windows, rodent droppings, cockroaches, exposed pipes with leaking fluid coming out of them, people who were sick because they couldn't get shelter from the cold. And it's something that'll always stay with me.
After reading Mackey's report on Vianna last winter, I submitted a request to the Department of Corrections to spend 2 days there and 2 days in another minimum security prison, Vandalia. Mackey's reports on the two prisons raise serious questions. I figured people in Illinois who pay for these places should know firsthand what goes on so they can be part of a smart public debate on what to do. Governor Pat Quinn has refused WBEZ's request. Our initial efforts to get inside were denied with one-line emails. Spokeswoman Brooke Anderson eventually had one 10-minute telephone conversation with me explaining their stand. She said I couldn't go in the prisons because it was a safety and security concern, and it would strain the department's resources. I was a little mystified as to how my visit would strain the resources of a $1 billion department, but Anderson said if I visited a prison, then they'd have to let other reporters in too. Anderson refused to talk about this on tape. Over the course of weeks, she said simply that she was too busy. Here's John Mackey again, the guy who does actually get into the prisons.
As the state's only nonpartisan prison watchdog, we believe that it's important that prison policy is made by informed decision makers. And it's really hard to have informed decision makers when there's no information. So I think it's critical for media to have access to prisons.
Mackey says he's proud of his group, but he's realistic about the fact that their reports reach a relatively small readership.
We have one staff person dedicated to 26, 27 prisons. So we do what we can, but there's no way we're enough. We definitely need people in the media to be educated, to be informed, to be able to report on what happens in our prisons.
Mackey has tremendous respect for the people running the prisons in Illinois. He says they've got an impossible job. They don't control who's sent to them. The courts do. And they don't control how much money they have. The governor and the legislature do. And Mackey also says Governor Quinn is trying to do some good things with prisons, closing TAM's Supermax and reinstating an early release program that will bring down the number of inmates in the system. But as a prison advocate, Mackey says he can't agree with Quinn's decision to keep WBEZ out of facilities.
Prisons are very closed places, and most of Illinois' prisons are very far from, say, the Chicago area. And it's easy to make decisions. It's easy to not think about how our laws actually affect people who are subject to them when we don't see them. And that's essentially what our prison system is. But again, as long as we're not able to see that, we can go on passing laws that have led us to where we are today, which is a system of built for about 34,000, but the houses more than 48,000.
Mackey says what happens inside prison is really important because most of the people, they're coming back out. Inmates are released every year in massive numbers. And Mackey points out that as a treatment option, prison is not cheap, about $20,000 a year per inmate.
You know, we all want to save money right now in Illinois. We have to. We're broke. But at the end of the day, there's a cost to housing more than 48,000 people. You can't cheat on that after a while. It comes to a point where it's like you can't cut costs anymore.
Mackey says the state has limited resources to run prisons, so choices have to be made. In order for the state to make smart choices, Mackey says Quinn can't keep the public in the dark about what really happens inside. I'm Robert Wildeboer.